All right, 4th of July week, no getaway for the Emerson College Polling Weekly Podcast. Professor Kimball, give the masses five takeaways from the 2018 midterms thus far.
That's a good question, Larry. So the five takeaways, I would start with the Trump wing of the GOP. We've seen the president come out, endorse candidates like John Cox out in California for governor, endorse against candidates like Martha Roby in Alabama's 2nd District or Mark Sanford down in South Carolina, or for the governor, McHenry in South Carolina. So the president has shown a lot of strength in his endorsements, at least within the primaries. And it'll be interesting to see what happens down in Florida. He just endorsed Ron DeSantis, Representative DeSantis, in that race for the GOP nomination for governor against Adam Putnam. And Putnam in some of the polls had been leading. So it'll be interesting to see if he has that same type of effect. Remember in New York, Michael Grimm in the 11th district, the Republican congressman who had gone to jail, was running again. And I think a Siena poll had him up about 10 points. U.S. Rep. Dan Donovan was endorsed by Trump and ended up winning the race by about 30. So it'll be interesting to see how strong that endorsement continues. Number two, I would say, is the growth of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. It started off pretty slow out in Texas and Illinois, but then all of a sudden you saw Kerry Eastman, you see Ben Jealous, Eastman out of Nebraska, Jealous down in Maryland. Obviously what just happened in New York, with Ocasio-Cortez, who beat Joe Crowley. And then obviously as we look towards the fall, does this momentum continue with Mike Capuano, Congressman Capuano in Boston against Ayanna Pressley, or with Cynthia Nixon in New York against Governor Cuomo? So it'll be interesting to see how far and strong the progressive wing of the party becomes in the next month and a half. I think it's interesting to see that there's potentially the first Native American woman to be elected to Congress, either out of New Mexico's 1st District, which is more likely than in Idaho's 1st District as well. But these two women are running as Native American, and it would be interesting that they would become the first ever elected women into Congress there. The GOP's been a little bit split on electing or nominating candidates. They probably breathed a huge sigh of relief in West Virginia when Don Blankenship didn't get the nomination. But then just last week, Corey Stewart down in Virginia got the GOP nomination for governor. And Stewart comes in with a little bit of a checkered background that is potentially a lightning rod for nationally for Democrats, at least, to get out and vote against. And then I guess my overall big takeaway would be the governor races. Looks like, just looking at turnout if we look into August, you're talking about, like, in Hawaii, there's probably David Ige is probably going to lose or be very competitive against Colleen Hanabusa, who had run. She's the U.S. rep out there. And so that primary is going to be very important. Ige got into the governor's race in the Democratic by winning the Democratic primary in 2014, knocking off a Democrat. So we're probably going to see that type of thing play out up in Hawaii. Obviously, looking at races in Iowa, Nevada, Maine, all very interesting, Arizona, New Mexico. And I think one thing that you hear here is a lot of Republican seats, like in Georgia or Oklahoma even, that Democrats are really competing against. So those are probably my five takeaways at this stage of the primaries.